Just as the words in our head can be really powerful and shape our behavior, sometimes in unhelpful ways, so images can be just as powerful or even more powerful for us. So how do we help our clients, our students, ourselves deal with frightening images, images from the past, images of the future that may be causing anxiety? How can we help them to see them for what they are? Just images, just pictures that happen to be popping in the head and that don't necessarily have to shape our behavior because of we are not the images that happen to appear. This is the Teach Mindfulness podcast. My name is Shamash Aladina and we're learning about what is called cognitive diffusion and how to use cognitive diffusion, which is a form of unhooking from your thoughts. In this case, the form of thoughts are images, so cognitive diffusion of images. So let's think of an example. Like, for example, let's say you're scared of taking a flight. You're scared of going on a plane because the images that come up for you when you got on the plane are to do with the plane crashing or something like that. So how would you help yourself or someone else in that using this approach for cognitive diffusion? Well, these images or this mini video that may be kind of playing in your head, you can imagine that on a cinema screen or a television screen, something like that. So imagine it on a screen. And then what we're going to do is we're going to play around with that image. So for example, you could flip it upside down, you can turn it, you know, inside out, you could change the colors of it. So the image that you see, you can make it totally black and white, you can make it full color and so much color that it's really, really bright. And you could be doing this while I'm describing it, if you can think of a certain situation or image that you want to diffuse from. You could play the video as if you're watching it at double the speed, or play it really, really slow in slow motion rather than at normal speed. You could actually play the whole thing backwards rather than forwards. And you can just keep playing with it. You could imagine that the image is going from the whole screen into really, really, really small corner in a small pixel. So the images become really tiny. And then you can imagine it becomes normal and then becomes even bigger. So it's just so big. You can only just see the big pixels and you can't really see it clearly. So you can do it like this and play with the image in your head as if it's on a TV screen, for example, for you know, it could be just a few seconds or it could be a minute or two, something like that. And notice if the emotional tone is reduced and there's less distress about this image. And if there is, then that's great. And if not, you could actually then use another technique. For example, add subtitles to it. But the subtitles could be what the story is, like, you know, the fear story or the, oh no, here we go again story. You can maybe give it a humorous title for the story. And so you're not trying to run away from it, but you're just giving it a title, potentially a funny one. And then you can keep going if you feel you need to, if you feel it's still got this emotional strength to it that seems to be shaping your behavior, you can start adding a music track to it. So you could add all sorts of different types of music. Imagine if there's hip hop music or really rap music, or there's classical music or rock music or your favorite movie theme music. And now see if that image is still bothering you, or has it become just an image in your head? And if it's just an image in your head, then you can, that's fine. And if you feel you need to do a bit more cognitive diffusion, then you can start imagining this picture or this situation in different places. So imagine you're watching it in a different cinema, or you're watching it on a phone screen, and then this image or the video is on the side of a house. And then maybe it's on someone's t-shirt, like a jogger that's running. Or maybe it's on a bumper sticker on a car, for example. And then it's maybe the front cover of a book. And then in the middle of a book and in a magazine and it's on a tattoo. You can just keep playing with it. You know, a poster in someone's room. A picture on the back of an envelope. A drawing that someone's done. A painting that someone's done of it. So you keep moving it around. Comic strip. Some of these ideas I'm getting from a great book on ACT called The Happiness Trap. So these are all the different ways in which we can start playing with the images and start creating some cognitive diffusion. We start to unhook from these images. And so Now, the key thing to remember with this, and this is the kind of mistake that could be made when you're sharing this with your clients, is that they're trying to get rid of the images as if the images will never come back. In the short term, they may disappear, but then they'll come back again. But the aim is not to get rid of it, because if you're trying to get rid of it, what you're doing is what's called an act, a control strategy. You're trying to control the thoughts and feelings or sensations. And we can't control them. They can pop in and out whenever. And so then if you're trying to control it and you find that they pop back, you think you failed and you think you have to try again to get rid of it. And so your focus is all about trying to get rid of it. We're actually trying to do the opposite. We're trying to create a sense of acceptance. We're trying to see these images for what they are. Just pictures in our head, little videos in our head based on memories of the past or based on past things that we've seen projected into the future. And then these images get this emotion attached to it, and then they start shaping our behavior. So what we're learning is to just create a little bit of space. And you can do this, you know, you don't have to just do it once. You can do this a few times in a day or whenever you feel you need to. But remember, the spirit behind it is to not get rid of it as such, but change your relationship to it so that you see it for what it is, images and pictures, and so that you can focus on doing what's meaningful for you, so you can get on with your life essentially and do what's valuable, what makes your life rich, what you enjoy doing, what you're passionate about, for example, and not let these images that happen to be popping into your head impact on your behavior, and you're able to. So this is a great tool, isn't it? This is something that is fantastic to share. Try it yourself first. Try it with certain images that may seem scary or seem to impact you in some way. And then you could share it with others. Not maybe with the most traumatic and the most difficult things, because that may need the help of a therapist. But for things that are bothering you or are mild to moderate for you or your clients, then that may be something that you can use these kind of approaches to help diffuse from them. So this has been the Teach Mindfulness podcast. Thanks for listening. And if you're a mindful teacher and you would like to join a community, then we have a kind of a curated and with lots of training and support and community. It's called the teachmindfulnessacademy.com, teachmindfulnessacademy.com. So you can check that out if you want to work with us regularly in that way. And if you want to train to be a mindfulness teacher, check out our training, which we've been doing for 7 or 8 years now, teachmindfulnessonline.com. Thanks for listening.